Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. I think this is something I mention on the show very often. And honestly, it's just because it's a reality and a truth of life that we constantly need to be reminded of. That life is fleeting and it's very fragile and it could all be over in the blink of an eye. We're truly and genuinely not promised tomorrow. And that could be frightening and it could be a gift. The gift is in the sense that it makes us cherish the moments that we have, the opportunities that are presented to us. Better. And it could be frightening for obvious reasons. Let's listen to a short story about this matter, about how we've got to take advantage of the opportunity we're given in life. And in all honesty, there's no second chance. I'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The title of our story is How Do You Want to Be Remembered? More than a decade ago, a man was reading his morning newspaper. To his surprise and horror, he read his name in the obituary column. The newspapers had mistakenly reported the death of the wrong person for sure. He was shocked to read news headline about his death. When he regaining his composure, he read it to find out what people had said about him. The obituary included sentences like, "Dynamite King dies, and he was the merchant of death." The man was the inventor of dynamite, and when he read the words merchant of death, he asked himself a question. Is this how I am going to be remembered? He asked himself. He decided that this was not the way he wanted to be remembered, and he decided to change. From that day on, he started working toward world peace. His name was Alfred Nobel, and he is remembered today by the great Nobel Prize. The greatest of all the prizes. The Nobel Prize has been honoring men and women from all corners of the globe for outstanding achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and for work in peace since 1901. The foundations for the prize were laid in 1895 when Alfred Nobel wrote his last will, leaving much of his wealth to the establishment of the Nobel Prize. What is the moral of the story? It's never late to start over. You may not be able to go back and make a brand new start, but you can start now and make a brand new end.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
There's a hadith that tells us when a servant makes a genuine and heartfelt, sincere repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah even commands the angels that have been appointed to keep a record of our actions to forget, to erase, as if it never happened. It totally disintegrates, evaporates, disappears from the timeline of the universe. And we can start with a clean slate. We can start anew. We can start fresh all over again. And it can be the first day of the rest of our lives. And we have this splendid, extraordinary gift at our disposal. And I don't know why. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I don't know why or that I'm constantly perhaps waiting for the right moment, the right time in my life to make a heartfelt tawbah, as if it's a house I want to purchase. We can do it every day. In fact, we can do it every day, many times a day. This is how easily we can have access to this restart button and how simple it works. And another point about us making the effort to remake ourselves, refine and reform our lives is that we won't do it unless we believe down to our very core that this is not going to last forever. And that we, in fact, are not promised tomorrow, and it all could end in a blink of an eye. Once we truly believe that, once we constantly remind ourselves of that, it is then and only then that we make the effort into creating changes. Because with death comes the hisab, comes the reckoning, comes the questioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that moment, that dreaded moment where we will be held accountable for everything we did and didn't do. Only through being reminded of that will we get motivated and encouraged to correct our wrongs. And I think this is one of the reasons where a narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that whoever remembers death every hour of their life, like literally every hour, 24 times a day, will be among the martyrs of the war of Badr on the Day of Judgment. And that's a big deal. Those were the first jihad martyrs of Islam, whom Allah praises and talks about and glorifies in the Quran. It's not because Islam is a dismal, grim, doom and gloom sort of religion that encourages its followers to constantly think about dying and perhaps being depressed about it. Because a healthy person obviously wouldn't think about death all the time. It's not just the act of dying itself. It's what it represents and what it entails. And the prerequisites to that. Being reminded of death means saying goodbye to this temporary life. Being reminded of death means giving ourselves wake-up calls that this is not our destination, this world is not the purpose, it's just a bridge that we're supposed to cross and get to the other side. We're not meant to linger on it too much or invest on it to an extent where we'd be distracted from our ultimate destination. And all of this can only come through remembering death. And once we do that, we would be more encouraged and inspired to repent, to respond, to reform, to refine, to redo, to restart, and to be a better version of ourselves in order to prepare for what's coming. Wherever you are, think happy thoughts. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life if you choose to press that restart button. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.